sea, all the best parrots have parrots on their shoulders, said Mom. Maybe I won't have to do it all by myself, Chris said. Chris ran to a ham's apron man and borrowed the prom as she pushed it out the front door of the building. Mrs. Grimm saw her. Babysitting again, are you? He said. That's good. I like to see children helping. It keeps them out of trouble. Grace smiled to herself. Grace wanted to keep Rosie a surprise for the boys in her class. She asked her teacher, Mrs. Green, if she could keep Rosie's cage in the teacher's lunchroom all day. Mrs. Green thought that would be all right. When it was time for the unveiling, Grace pushed the palm into the school hall. Mrs. Green and Mr. Smith were waiting to hear the children and think. Aha, said one of the boys in Grace's class, a parrot with a baby. What kid of the parrot is that? Chris waited quickly for her turn. She still felt Chris about going up onto the stage and saying her lines. Chris called Mrs. Green. It's your turn now. Chris opened the cage and took Rosie out. Rosie sat happily on Chris's shoulder. Chris took a deep breath and marched up onto the stage. Wow, said the boys in her class. Look at that, she's got a real parrot. Chris started her line. Shiver my timbers, she shouted. Who dare to stare camp and kiddos gesture? Rosie jumped in with a little squeak and flutter. Chris was the only pretty other Andy with a real parrot on her shoulder. That's what Phil, Mrs. Green said. Does your parrot say things like pretty of it? No, said Chris. Only cups of tea and Bill. The teachers laughed. Well, you got the last part anyway, Miss Smith said. Chris put Rosie back in the cage and into the pond. Then she walked quickly home to tell Mom. That's Fenter's mom said, I'm so proud of you. I'm still Chris about standing up in front of all those people, Chris said. But at least I won't have to do it all by myself. Rosie flapped her good wing. Cup of tea, she squealed Bill.